Amen. We appreciate these songs this morning. Hasn't it been a blessing just to hear these songs? Allow them to penetrate our hearts and just allow the Lord to let His Spirit come in and fill our souls and allow us to feel His presence today. This morning, if you would, open your Bibles with us to the book of Matthew in the 11th chapter and also over to 1 Peter in the 5th chapter. And I'll give you just a moment to do that. And while you're opening your Bibles, let me also, I didn't mention Sister Maxine, who's homesick this morning as well. And we need to remember her in our prayers as the Lord allow you to lift her up, asking God just be with her and strengthen her. So remember all these today and remember us as we stand before you. God laid us upon our hearts this week I'm in an uncomfortable state today because when I get up to preach, I like to know where God is sending His Word. But sometimes God knows what we need, and through His Spirit, He's able to give us today, through these passages of Scriptures, what we need. And it's not that I don't believe that God will give us a word. It's just, Billy, that sometimes I like to be a little bit more comfortable than what I am today. So you pray for us for a few minutes that God would just give us the word as He would have you to have it. And then when we come to the close, it's upon my heart to ask Sister Sharon and Brother Rob to sing us a song of invitation, a song that they sing here every once in a while. Sharon leads and says, "Lord, here I am again, down on my knees in prayer." And I just want you to lift us up today for just a few minutes, that God would take His word and bless it, and that it would go out and accomplish whereunto He sends it. Because I know that we have a need for this word today. I feel it with all my heart. And that this came to my spirit earlier this week. And I just want to try to follow the Lord. So in the book of Matthew, the 11th chapter, if you'd like to stand for the reading of God's Word, go with us down reading just one verse, verse 28, where the Scripture reads as this. He says in verse 28 of the 11th chapter of the book of Matthew, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And then over in the book of 1 Peter in the 5th chapter and the 7th verse, he says, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." And I'm stop reading those two verses this morning. You can be seated in the house of God. I'd like to use for a text for a few minutes, because this is the way that the Lord laid upon my heart. Casting our cares upon the Lord. Casting our cares upon the Lord. In the book of Matthew, the 11th chapter, we often hear this verse read or quote it at invitation times when the Scripture is very clear, where the Lord said, "Just cast or come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We oftentimes don't look at what that Scripture really means to us as God's people and to those that are lost as well, that when He said that you are labor, He meant from the Greek word, that we're fatigued, we're weary. And if I could just use a term that is used so often today, we're just wore out. Anybody ever been just wore out, where you labored so hard that you just didn't know if you had the strength just to even take another step or even to be able to accomplish the task that you had started? And then when He says that, and heavy laden, that means that you're burdened down, that you're carrying a load. And when I read this, and the Lord laid upon my heart this way, that when we look at labor and the burdens that we carry, it's not just physical, but it could be physical, it could be mentally, or it could be spiritually. That we are carrying this burden, that we are just, if I could use that term again, that we are just wore out. And folks might wonder, what is it that's got us so wore out and underneath such a heavy burden? And it's like the devil just never quits messing with us. If I could just put it that way. He messes with us physically when he comes against us to try to take away the blessings that God has given to us. He comes and he tries to take away our health. He tries to take away our strength. He tries to take away the blessing that God has given to us. And we are in a position that we really don't know how to battle the devil when he has come against us in a physical stance. We know that as we get older that we're not going to be able to do the things that we did when we were younger. But we don't expect the devil to come against us the way that he has and rob us of what God again wants us to have today. God wants us to have our strength. God wants us to have our facilities and be in our right mind to be able to live a life that is productive. But the devil comes and he tries to take away the physical blessings to our bodies and also to our homes and to our lives, that we look at our lives, and I've never seen the devil trying to work as hard as he is right now, individually, in our homes, in our church, and in our country, to where he is coming, and folks are in a natural realm. And I heard this with the deacons on last Sunday after church, that many of us today, that we're having to work even harder than we've ever worked before in a physical sense just to try to make ends meet. Because the devil has robbed us of our blessing. And I don't want to give him all the credit. And I know this is election week coming up, but I do want to put this in as well. A lot of the problems that we face is because we've allowed the devil to come in and to give us a lie, and we believe it, and it causes God to withdraw his blessing upon us. Amen? And I don't want to get political this morning, but I need to preach what the Lord has laid upon our hearts. That I'm tired of the devil coming in and taking us away the blessings that God wants us to have. Physically, that he comes against us, and mentally, that he comes against us, that the things that he just wears us out with, the thoughts and the events and the happenings that's taking place all the way around us. And there's a never a time that our minds can be still and just enjoy what we have, because the devil is always working against us. I often have shared this in church, and some of you laugh and think it's funny, but I'm serious this morning, that the way the devil works against our minds, I sometimes feel like I have attention deficit, and that I have all these other problems, because there's never a time, Sister Debbie, that the devil will just leave us alone and allow us to enjoy what God has given to us. He's always in our minds. He's having these thoughts that we have. And folks, when I say thoughts, I'm not talking about perverse things, and I'm not talking about things that's far-fetched. I'm talking about that the thoughts that he lays in our minds, in our hearts, is that we will. How many of you, the devil will come and say that you'll never really enjoy the things that God wants you to have, because I'm here to try to take them away from you? People say, I've never thought that. Folks, how many of you are afraid to pick up the phone because you don't know what the message is going to be on the other side? Because the devil is working everywhere. He's devouring, he's stealing, and he's killing everywhere that you turn around. And then even spiritually speaking, today when the Bible is talking about that we're laboring, that we are heavy laden, that it's a shame that we just can't just go to church and enjoy what God wants us to have in the house of the Lord. Every one of us come in here this morning and we have all kinds of things that's upon our minds. and cares about things that's happening this afternoon or tomorrow or this week. It's a shame that we just can't go to church and enjoy what God wants us to have for a few minutes. Folks, this is a sanctuary. This is a place of haven that we can come to and leave our cares on the outside and come in here. But even while we're in here, how many of you today have had thoughts? And I just want you to be open with me this morning. How many of you have had thoughts about something that's going on in your life or your loved ones' lives or something that's going on this afternoon or tonight or tomorrow? How many of you today will just raise your hands and be open? We've all had these thoughts upon our minds because the devil doesn't care where you're at. He is not going to leave us alone and allow us to enjoy what God wants us to have unless we as God's people say, "Devil, I've had enough. It's time that you leave me alone." And people say, "Well, will the devil really listen to you if you do that?" And the answer is no, the devil will never listen to you or me and be able to leave us alone for a few minutes of time just so that we can enjoy what God has given to us unless we get out the word and remind him that we are not yours anymore. We belong to a higher power. And devil, you may come against us, but God has put angels round about us to protect us if we will just pray and hold on to the blessings that God wants us to have. Folks, we as God's people have a choice in this matter. We can either listen to what the devil is telling us, or we can call upon the one who saved us by his grace and say, "Lord, I'm in another valley and it seems like that I'm about to go under. I'm about to lose this battle that I'm involved in. But Lord, if only you will show up." How many of you know that when God shows up, the devil has to run off because he cannot stand where the Spirit of the Lord is? Can I preach this morning for a few minutes of time? We need to quit succumbing to the devil and his promises and his threats, his offerings that he has. And folks, and I'm just going to preach to you for a few more minutes. It doesn't matter whether we're at church, at home, or at work. There's never a time that the devil is going to leave us alone until we get right with God and we remember that, folks, we don't have to listen to the lies that the devil is telling us because God is true. And if God said, "I'm going to bless you and your children and your children's children," how many of you are going to be like me this morning? I'm not going to sit still and listen to what the devil has, that he's going to tear it all apart. I'm going to hold on to the hand of the man who gave us the word and will bless us if we'll just trust him today. The Bible says in 1 Peter in the 5th verse, or 5th chapter in the 7th verse, he says, "Casting all your care upon him." If you remember, look at that scripture very closely. He said, "Your care." It's an individual thing. I cannot cast the cares that Becky is carrying today upon the Lord on her behalf. And folks, and I just want to preach my heart to you. I have a hard enough time just getting down to where I can begin to pray and say, "Lord, here I am one more time. You know my heart. You know my soul. You know everything that's going on around us. And Lord, I'm dependent upon you to try to help us." Because children of God, I have tried to work it out. I've tried to fix it. I've tried to think ahead and tried to manipulate things. And I've tried to prevent things from happening. And I find that no matter how much thought I put into it, how many of you feel like sometimes the devil is always one step ahead of you and he knows what you're thinking and he's one step ahead of you trying his best to cut off of that which that you're trying to get to. But Brother Eli, I know a man today that is able to look even beyond where the devil is working And to give us the promises of His Word that He wants us to have today. He said, casting all your individual, and I like this morning that we titled our text, Casting Our Cares Upon the Lord. But you look at what He said here, really when the Bible was written, He didn't say all your cares upon the Lord. He said, cast all your care upon Him. The Lord doesn't look at us in three different dimensions. He look at us as His child today. I am a child of God, and therefore I can stand upon the promises of God's Word that it doesn't matter how bad the storm is around me. It doesn't matter how high the waves are dashing. It doesn't matter if there's a rock cliff ahead of me and it looks like my ship is about to slam into that rock that's up there and just utterly destroy it. I know the captain today. He sailed this way before. He knows what's going on in your life and my life. And folks say, here goes the preacher again. He's going to tell us that everything we have need of, God is able to provide it. And I know this morning on a Sunday in the house of the Lord that there are some of you today that can say amen, that it doesn't matter what you or your children or your grandchildren or your country or your church is facing. How many of you know and believe with all your heart God is able to make a way where there seemeth to be no way? That He's able to open a door that the devil has shut, and He's able to shut a door that the devil has opened. That there is nothing that God cannot take care of today. If we will cast our care upon Him. That word care means everything. I want to ask the children of the Lord this morning, have we really cast everything upon Him? I heard one of the deacons last Sunday say, and I can say this as well, I have never seen a time that our world and our churches and our homes, our lives are in such disarray as they are today. You say, well, everything looks like it's going good. Folks, you're believing a lie straight out of hell. I've never seen a time that everything is such in disarray as it is right now. Some folks are hoping that the election, that we will find that the election will put different people in office that are able to change our country, that are able to change our state and our local government. And I shared with them on Wednesday night, I don't know if there is such a thing as a good politician that is in this world anymore that will live by the foundations that our founding fathers put in that this country would be built upon. But I do know this, it doesn't matter who's in Washington or who is in Columbus or who is in Frankfurt. I know the man that is sitting high on a throne in heaven, and He is able to influence and to change people's hearts and change their lives if we will go to Him and say, Lord, here is my whole life. I don't want to hold back one part of it, but I want to give You all of my life, because if I cast my whole life upon You today, You will take care of me and my home, my family, and everything, not just my physical part, but my spiritual part, and also my mental part that only You are able to take care of. People say, what's the importance in doing all that? The importance is that we give our soul to God, but we say the rest of our life we're able to take care of it ourselves. Folks, there is not one thing that you and I are capable of doing by ourselves. People say, well, you're taking away the things that God has blessed us with and taking away our intellect and our physical and our mental capacity. Folks, there is not a one of us without the help of God could have got out of bed this morning. There's not a one of us without the help of God, saved or lost alike, that has the strength to be here this morning if it was not for the Lord. There are people that are younger There are people that are older. There's people our same age that doesn't have the facilities that you and I have today. That some of them have already got the call and they've left this world. Some of them this morning are stuck in a bed because they don't have the strength and the physical ability to get up and get out because their health has been robbed from them. People say that message is, and what you're talking about, that's somebody else. Folks, it could be you or I and within the next blink of the eye. If it was not for God watching over us, you and I could be found in those same circumstances. The Bible says in John 10:10, it goes right along with what the next verse in 1 Peter said to us. 1 Peter, I read to you the 5th chapter and the 7th verse. He said, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. I want to, before I read the 8th verse, let me say this. There is nobody that cares for you like God does. Mom and dad don't love you as much as God loves you. Husband or wife doesn't love you as much as God loves you. But He said in the 8th verse, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. John 10:10 said that He has come for no other reason but to steal, kill, and to destroy everything that God has blessed you with. You say, well, what's the point of this message this morning? The point of this message is, I'm tired of the devil telling us that all we're going to do is find failure and find problems when the Bible says that if we will live for God, God will bless us and our children and our grandchildren if we'll just hold His hands. Now, are we going to believe the devil or are we going to hold to God today? I'm going to hold to God, and let me tell you why. Because when we walk out of this place, the devil is out there to try to devour everything that God has blessed you with. Some today, as I heard the preacher down south say it like this, the devil has come against some of us unaware even to us. That He's come against us, and I hear that preacher pray it one more time like this. The Lord, I thank You that when the devil would send that cancer cell into my body, You was there to fight it off. People say that's silly praying. Folks, that's saying, God, I trust You with all my care. All my care. Some of our people today have many needs in their lives. Many of us have many needs in our lives. I cannot come and pray for you and the needs that you have. I can ask God to bless you, don't get me wrong. But nobody can pray for you like you. How many of you this morning are underneath a heavy load that's upon your life? Just be open. There's nobody here but us and God. People say, I'd be ashamed to raise my hand. Folks, you know what we need to do? First, acknowledge that we have a problem, but then acknowledge also that we know the man that can fix the problem that we have in our life. Because Jesus said, come unto me. Bring that burden and that heavy load that you're carrying. Don't take it to anybody else. Don't go anywhere else. And oftentimes, people say, Roger, what's wrong? What's going on? They can tell that I'm under a heavy load and my burdens are heavy. But folks, to tell you about it, it won't accomplish very much. But I hear that song that we try to get them to sing twice on Wednesday night. Where could I go but to the Lord? Has anybody else gone to the Lord with the load that you're carrying? The burdens that's upon your life and ask Him to help you today? When I look at the burdens that we're carrying, there's really three different areas I want to cover real quickly that causes these burdens and this labor to come into our life. There's those that are placed by the choices that we've made. And I want to ask you this morning, and I'm going to close in just a few minutes. Folks, I believe this all my heart. The Bible teaches us that when God saves us, He forgives us of all our sins. Amen. After we're saved, He said that if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. We can go back to Him and He will forgive us of our sins. But how many of us know today that everything we do after we're saved, we have to pay the consequences for? People say, well, God forgave me. We still have to pay for it. Because He said, he that knoweth to do good and doeth not, it is imputed as sin. When we get to this point in our life, we have to pay for the choices that we have made. But God will give us a strength to go through. Did He not say in the Bible, I will not place more upon you than that which, or I will not allow more to be placed upon you than that which you're able to bear? How many of you felt like you're at the bearing breaking point? You say that don't make good sense. How many feel like that you're at the point you're about to break today? Some of you will be open. There's also these burdens and this labor that we have is those that's been placed by others. How many of us today have got burdens and labor in our life that we did not do by ourselves? It's because others put them into our life. And this is too much preaching for one service. Then there's also those burdens and that heavy laden that we're under, those burdens that we face because of what the devil has done. And before I give him too much credit, let me expound upon this for just a minute. There are things that the devil has done, and then there's things that we've allowed the devil to do. Amen? Oh, that'd make a Baptist church quiet on a Sunday morning. You say, how did I let the devil do that to me? We entertained it way too long. There's not a one of us that doesn't have thoughts that we should not have. Help me preach. You say, well, the deacon say amen, then that means the lay members will look at them and say, what's wrong with our deacon? If the pastor will confess to it, surely you can confess to it. There's not a one of us that does not have thoughts that we should not have. And you say, and again, I'm not talking about perverse or anything like that. I'm talking about just thoughts in general. To have a thought is human. But to dwell upon it is sinful. See, Adam could have thought about eating that fruit of the forbidden tree. But when he allowed it to become more than just a thought, and he dwelt upon it, and he listened to the rationale of the serpent through the woman, women, say amen to that. I didn't say he listened to the woman. I said he listened to the serpent through the woman. Now he was at sinful. The devil will come against all of us and say, I can change what you're facing. But what the devil doesn't tell you is how much it's going to cost you. How much is it going to cost you? And folks, I have found this, that anything the devil offers you, it's going to cost you more than you're willing to pay. It will cost you more than anything else. It will cost you your relationship with God. Can I close with this? And let me tell you this morning, and don't get your feelings hurt when I say this, because I don't mean this in any disrespect. I can live without your fellowship. I could. In fact, the older I get, the more of a hermit I become. Some of you can say amen to that. Sister Patty, I'm a loner, pretty much. My family will attest to that. But I could live without your fellowship. I could even live without the church, this church. It would break my heart. Because this is where God has placed us, and I love this church more than any other church there is in this land. But I could live without the church. But you know what I can't live without? Is the sweet Holy Spirit of God that passes my soul and reaffirms that I'm His and He's mine. I can't live without the sweet Holy Spirit that passes by and says, in His moving of the Spirit, not in audible words, but, "Son, I know what you're going through."
Yeah. Yeah.
And just keep holding on. Because, folks, I'm not really holding on to Him. It's Him holding on to me. I know what you're going through, and I know the burden right now is at the breaking point. I know that the load is so heavy because the devil is warring and he's trying his best to take away everything I blessed you with. But then I hear Job of old to give us counseling like this. The devil may take it away, but everything the devil takes, God will give it back and more. Amen. God will give it back and more because He's not just a replacement God. He is a much more God. And don't listen to what everybody else tells you, but child of God, listen to what the Word says. Because, folks, there's been some people that I think they cared about me, and I think that they gave me the best advice they could. But their advice was not did not measure up. To what the advice came from the Word of God. People say, "Okay, Pastor, in closing, what do you advise us to do this morning? If the devil is coming against you physically, mentally, or spiritually, the best advice I can give you," while Robin Sharon gets us this psalm, "is to do this. Take the hand of a brother or sister next to you. Take the hand of a loved one that's close to you, or maybe just ask mom or dad to come with you. The best advice I can give you is cast all your care upon the Lord, for He careth for you." He cared so much that He died on Calvary's cross. And folks, He still cares for you this morning. If only you will take all your cares to Him. Take that load, take that labor to the Lord. People say, "Oh, people think I'm weak if I go with a message like this to the altar and pray." Folks, as I talked with the Lord on yesterday, we ought to be grown enough and mature enough that it doesn't matter what people might think, what people might say. "I didn't come to church this morning, Jim, to please people. I came to church to try to please God. To tell somebody else that is under this burden, that is under these cares, that if you will just take your whole life and just cast it upon the Lord, for He careth for you." Would you do that this morning? While Sharon and Rob sing this song and while we stand. Some of you should have already moved this morning. Some of you should have already stepped out.
"Lord, here I am."
Just follow your hearts today.
"Down on my knees in prayer."
For the Lord cares for you. He knows about your burden. He knows about your load. He knows about your life more so than what you even know about it. Would you just bring it to Him?
"I just can't seem to climb."
Listen to this song this morning. Yes.
"One more time.
He careth for us."
"Oh Lord, don't move that mountain. Just give me the strength to climb."
Yes.
"For if you should move each mountain, I might grow weak."
Others that need to move today.
"Jesus took the cross."
Nobody can pray for you like you can.
"Oh Lord, don't move that mountain so I may better do your will."
Yes.
Now if there were...
How about it,
no
Mom
mountain,
and Dad, young man and woman?
Lord, I might forget.
I know your life is just like mine.
And if there were no...
There are times you feel like that you're just about to collapse.
Even straight.
Because it seems like that the devil's come against you from every
but
angle.
I know the higher the mountain, the sweeter.
But then you have a talk
victory.
With the Lord, and He gives you the comfort that you have need of.
Ever remind
yes.
me that you'll walk beside of me.
Just anybody else today?
To climb, for if you should move each mountain, I might grow weaker every
just
time.
Just ask God to help you.
And just as your son Jesus,
you that don't know the Lord today. You need to put your trust in Him.
Oh Lord, don't move that mountain so I may better
yes.
do your will.
While they pause for just a minute. Folks, I don't know what the devil has come against you with. Sometimes he doesn't attack us. He'll come at those that we care so much for. When I see my kids struggle, it just tears my heart out. To know that, just like us today, the Bible teaches us that God said that the country that fears the Lord, the country that serves the Lord, He will bless it. In years gone by, it seemed like that God just blessed us, Brother Wayne, hand over fist. He'd take a little bit and bless it to just mushroom into a lot. Some of you know about those blessings from the Lord. And now I see people that have got better education. Intellectually, they're a whole lot smarter. I'm not putting anybody down, but they're a whole lot smarter than what we was in years gone by. At the same point in their life, they're a whole lot more advanced than what we are. But you know, doesn't matter how hard they work, it seems like it always comes up short. Because you see, I fear this, and I think we're seeing the first parts of this in our world is God is withholding His blessing upon our people. And folks, I don't care how smart you are and how far that you go in your career path. Without the blessing of the Lord, it will never be enough. It'll never be enough. The devil knows where to strike to cause us the most pain, the most heartache. He said in 1 Peter in the 5th chapter that he's going to and fro like a roaring lion trying to devour whom he may. And if you think just because you're a child of God that means the devil's going to leave you alone, folks, you better wake up, because he will come against you as well. But I'm going to ask Sharon and Rob to sing that first verse one more time. And church, if you'll tarry with us just through this one verse in chorus. There's some that's praying. There's others that need to come. Just this one verse. You follow your hearts today.
Lord,
don't try to be all that.
Because
God knows we're not.
Down on my knees,
we need the Lord today. You need the Lord.
I know you promised. ministry.
Yes.
That you would always.
I'll always
meet
you there. That's what he said.
But there's a mountain up ahead.
The burden's just so heavy. Yes.
Strength to try it one more time.
Help them sing this chorus.
Oh,
you know it.
Lord, don't move that mountain. Just give me the strength to climb. For if you should move each mountain, I might grow weary. As your son Jesus,
yes,
took the cross of Calvary's hill. Oh Lord, don't move that mountain so I may better do your will.
Amen. So much has already happened. But I feel with all my heart so much more could have happened if people would have just cast their care upon the Lord. And Brother Wayne, I like to rest that verse. For He careth for you. He cares about you. He cares about you. He loves you. And He only wants to see good come into your life. If there is anything that is bad that happens, the Bible teaches me it had to be from the devil. Because nowhere do I read that God ever did anything bad or evil to His people. He always did good. In fact, the Bible's scripture says that everywhere Jesus went, He was doing good. Doing good. This morning I pray that you got something from these songs and something from the Word. And folks, it's not too late. You say, well, they didn't come this morning. Some folks just need to realize everything that you think that you've got under control, you really don't. The devil has blinded your eyes and you're fooling yourself to the circumstances in front of you. And we just need to take it to the Lord and say, God, help me with this that I'm facing. Remember our service tonight at 6 o'clock. Business meeting to follow the evening service. And then Wednesday night we'll be here at the church as well. And then remember next Sunday morning we'll be having the young people from Lima, Trey Brock, will be with us to preach. And we want to make sure that you invite somebody to come out and be with you in each and every one of our services. And I do thank everybody for coming out this morning on this National Sunday School Day, to coming out to Sunday School this morning. And also to invite you to come and be with us each and every Sunday at 10 o'clock in our Sunday School. We've got the best teachers that there are anywhere. I believe that. And you will be blessed. Your lives will be blessed just to come out and participate in these Sunday school classes. So remember that. Come back tonight expecting good things to happen when we come back to the house of the Lord. And let's go pray and come back praying. And our prayers is that God would bless you and yours. So get you something good to eat. Get you a nap if you need it. Come back tonight and be with us in our service. God bless you is our prayer.